Good morning, 6:40 a.m. on June the 24th, 2014. And Amondo is going to be confused this morning because I started it at an odd place. I had to move the car back into the garage overnight, and I had to move it out again this morning because the guys are going to be back closing the road, working more on the tar. It was a big, messy, smelly, noisy day yesterday. I don't expect it's going to be much better today. They've only done half of the road. They've laid down about 4 inches of fresh tar pavement. On one half. I'm gonna have to do the other half. But I'm not too surprised. They allowed 4 days for the job. So I suspect we're gonna have to deal with this pretty much all week. Morning. It's almost completely overcast to the east, but right here, looking straight up because I can't see to the east, it's blue sky. A little high thin cloud. Birds chirping, sprinklers sprinkling. Yesterday's big catastrophe was that the daughter's hard drive did, in fact, fail. If I didn't mention it, she had a hard drive error come up the other day. It said, your hard drive might be trying to fail. And we got it cleaned up. 1558. So 16 minutes. So we ran some virus checks and we didn't find anything wrong. We ran check disk, didn't find anything wrong. So she took the time to back up her stuff. And then last night it just boots to BIOS, but doesn't show any hard drive. And it won't boot from CD. So, I don't know if it's because I don't have a valid bootable CD or wood. Now, I could probably fix this myself, but I'm going to take it over to Geek Squad and let them put it in the new drive, lay down Windows again, and then we'll be able to do it, take over from there. And with any luck, she'll be back up by the end of the day. I suppose I may have to order a part. be in the business that they're in if they're not stalking these drives. I'd be kind of surprised. Well, a day or two. It's not like she doesn't have another computer that she can use. So, yeah. It's, granted the temperature was 56 this morning, but, I think it's maybe just because it's humid, but I'm working up a heck of a sweat. So one day at a time, one structure at a time, one thing at a time. We're getting there. I did get a little writing in yesterday, not a terrible amount, but some. I think the cloud is moving away off to the east. It was the, we had tornado and thunder all night last night, warnings. Somebody went through there yesterday. Oh, mower cleaning the brush away from the fences. Cleaning it up. Probably fire break. Good morning. Didn't hit the monk post. And I'm not going back. I'm not that OCD. I was busy looking at the path that the mower left, and I forgot all about it. So easily distracted, honestly. Morning. Neighbor with this dog has a little, I don't know what it is, cockapoo or something. It stands about 10 inches tall. You come out walking it every day. The guy's walking right along. The dog is sort of sauntering around, smelling the bushes. Full half block behind his owner. Looked up at me like, oh, what are you doing here? I got back before they closed the roads today. I was walking along the stretch yesterday. They already had this blocked off. So I wonder if I'll get a endomondo report on the second half this morning. It's so close to exactly 2 miles. Morning. Yep, clouds moving off to the east. It's going to be another hot one, probably. I don't need to be out in it. A couple of trips. Out in her bare feet. Neighbor walking the dogs. Easy. Wonder how far I need to walk to make up for that. Tell you the truth, I don't care. I'm back. I need to wake the kid up. I need to get the day moving. Because tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.